You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's no secret that I haven't been in the dating world for a long, long time, DT. But I want to know if you're in the dating world and you make your way to that lover's house for the first time, have you ever spotted anything kind of unusual? Maybe weird. Maybe something you saw that you're second-guessing the relationship. I want these stories. I want them to pour in. I posted that exact question on my personal Facebook today, and some of the messages were already popping. Catherine wrote in. She says, Jer, I went to his house, and his little dog had pooped in the living room, and he didn't bother cleaning it up. We ordered pizza and watched an entire movie, but I was distracted the entire time because I could not stop glancing over at the pile of poo that was staring back at me.
Little turd sitting there the whole time, huh?
It's like, really? You don't want to clean that up? That's weird. And then Kurt wrote one in that made me laugh. He says, I went to this woman's apartment that I was seeing, and she had an entire desk topped full of opened pistachio shells, like piles of them. And he left it there. He didn't say if the relationship continued or not, but apparently that woman really liked pistachio shells.
So what was it that you saw that you can share with your boys in the morning? You're like, it was my first time to go to their place, and this is what I found. Michaela, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. I'm happy to be out of the dating world, I'll tell you that, after reading these messages. What do you got?
Here, to be honest. So I had been dating this guy for a couple months, just like kind of seeing each other. And I finally went over his house. He had talked about his roommates quite a few times. And his roommates turned out to be his mom and brother.
Oh, this is my mom.
It was his mom's house.
It was his mom's house, and he called them his roomies.
Yeah.
You got to give him some sort of creativity points, though, don't you? I mean, to spin it that way, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Like, yeah, but talking about going to the lake with his roommates and stuff like that, and turned out to be, I got there, and his mom's like, oh, it's nice to meet you. I'm like, oh, my God.
Would you like some lasagna?
Pinch you on the cheek.
Michaela,
thank you for the call. Thank you very much. Along those lines, remember I told you that these are all falling into categories. Here's one just like that. Andrew says, I don't know if this counts, but a woman invited me to her place for our second date and said she was going to cook. I got there, and the door was answered by another dude. It was her ex-husband. He still lived there with her in another room, but there. He had dinner with us.
Yes. Andrew says, why not?
Andrew says, I left shortly after, and that was that.
Yeah, that's funny. I am uncomfortable. Along those same lines, Ariana wrote in. She says, I dated a guy that still had pictures of his ex-wife up all over the house. He refused to take them down, so I refused to date him.
Those pictures got to go into the box.
Here's one from Kinsey. It's slightly lengthy. I'll just try to sum up here. She was recently out with a guy, went to his house for the first time. She said things started getting a little frisky. We made our way to his bedroom. That's when I noticed a jar on his nightstand filled with some sort of yellowish liquid. I asked him what it was. He got super weird, said it was a vitamin drink. Went to the bathroom and dumped it in the toilet, which confirmed my suspicion, she says. I kept pressing about it because it was obviously urine. He finally came clean that he doesn't like getting up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom. It disrupts his sleep, so he keeps a jar next to the bed that he uses. She ends by saying, needless to say, the pee jar was a total mood killer. The evening and the relationship didn't last much longer. Thanks for making me relive this memory, boys. And that's from Kinsey. So he had a pee jar.
I hate getting up in the middle of the night. It's a vitamin drink.
Carol from Arvada, she's an 8-triple-O-er. She goes, the fridge had only tater tots, hot dogs, and beer.
And?
I'm not seeing a problem.
Yeah, and? John and Parker, pink. Pink everywhere. Pink walls, pink carpet, pink couch, pink dishes. My eyes hurt. I had to leave. I love pink. Oh my God, the text is pouring.
Tanya says he had a collection of net underwear hanging in his room.
And?
I'm not seeing a problem.
They're breathable, duh. Linda, Linda says, first time at his place and I noticed that he slept right on his mattress. No sheets, just body on bed with a top blanket. So gross.
Very good. Along those lines, Katrina says, he was cute and everything, but his bed was just a thin mattress on the floor like a college kid. He was almost 40.
Out
of there in 2 minutes.
By the time you're that age, you need to plunk down some money for a beauty rest.
You need a frame. You need a frame.
Yeah.
Amy goes, the first time I went over to his house, I found him drunk and answering the door with no pants, full on Donald ducking.
Yeah.
She goes, it's still known as the Donald ducking incident.
The DD incident.
Ella says, I saw a pair of handcuffs on his nightstand. I faked a headache and went home.
Yeah, oh, okay. Well, that's no fun. TT says, it was like a scene right out of 40-Year-Old Virgin. He had an entire room dedicated to Ninja Turtles, including a life-size Ninja Turtle costume, and he kept offering to put it on. Yeah, make him put it on. You don't leave that situation. Alberta said mold in the toilet. Not just the kind around the water line, but all over the inside of the toilet. That's pretty gross.
Teresa says, hidden Mr. Gray. I walked into his bedroom. There were hooks and straps bolted in his wall. Obviously, he was into the red room.
Yay. She goes,
I'm not a prude, but...
But you didn't stick around. Team that guy up with the Ninja Turtle guy and have a great night. Gail went to a dude's house and he had a tiger skin rug. That's all she put.
I guess that's enough.
That's a deal breaker, I guess.
Gene, what I found was a half-eaten blackbird in the guy's bathtub. He kept the bathroom window open so his cat could go in and out. Well, said cat caught a blackbird, brought it home, and proceeded to chow down on it in the tub.
I thought it was the human that was eating it.
She goes, the guy knew it was there. He just left it there.
Oh,
and
my
just
God.
Didn't clean it up.
Scoop that out.
Again,
so glad to not be in the dating world. So glad. These are so cringy.
Yeah, but you know what? You're missing out on all these stories.
You're missing out on... Well, we're getting them now.